I know it's difficult to eat your own cum at first. And I also know you think I can work some kind of magic and make you eat your own cum. Maybe if I was there with you, I could hold you down and stuff your spooge into your face, but clearly that's not the case when you call me for coached cum eating. If you choose to call a mistress to help you eat your own cum, then you need to understand a few things. First of all, you are the only one responsible for whether you are going to go through with it or not. Pass on the urge to be a whiny little bitch and blame me for not being aggressive enough to make you eat your own cum. If you fail, you fail because you're too much of a wimp to do it. Secondly, you must listen to what I tell you to do. If you knew how to eat your own cum, then you'd save your money and do it yourself. If you ask for my advice, you must follow it. It's classic that I get the, I try to eat my own cum, but I always chicken out speech, followed by the dummy then proceeding to tell me how he wants me to have him eat his own cum. I guess he hasn't figured out the part about me not being magic and being able to reach through the phone. I have a process and a way to get you to eat your own cum, and it's pretty successful if you listen and follow instructions. Lastly, this should be fun. If it's not fun, then maybe you should take a break from eating cum for a while, then come back around to it. Learning a new kink or fetish is a hell of a ride. You should enjoy it. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you'd like to talk to me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.